Good morning, or should I say afternoon, to all you lovely people. I hope you're having a fantastic day here on February 28th, 2019. I'm Jay Asher, this is Organized Nonsense, and you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You know, we last spoke about a week ago, and I think this week has actually gone by really fast. What do you think? Because I had a lot of tests. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I've done a lot of nonsense, a lot of organized nonsense. Ha ha ha. I'm sorry if that offended you. That was a kind of rude thing to do. Anywho, today's music lineup has a lot of random music, but I try to make it unknown artists, known artists, and those in between. Those in between are the ones who have fame, but not a lot, not enough, not what you think they should have. I'm talking about Dodi, Uncle Cracker. Uncle Cracker is funny because very famous. Kygo, Max and Harvey. These are songs that I hear and I just go, wow, this is amazing. This makes me happy. But at the same time, I also have some of the most famous artists in the world. I'm talking John Lennon. I'm talking Khaled. I'm talking Post Malone. These people who have made our society what it is, have made it as amazing as it could possibly be. With that said, I say I start it. I start those songs. I get them started because this music's going to be an awesome time because you love it. I like it. We all like it. Who doesn't like music? It's the thing that is, it makes us. It makes us who we are. It makes us everything. You could say it's in our bodies, in our spirit. It could be, I don't know, in like my blood. I don't know. Is it playing? That'd be bad if it wasn't. Oh, it's Ox 2, everybody. I don't know what happened to Ox 1. It's a bit disappointing. It ruined my joke. I guess I have to make a different one in 3 minutes. Overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I need somebody now. I need somebody now. Someone to help me out. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes is quite possibly the most talented person I've ever heard of. It's just what he's capable of doing. I can't even imagine it. He's only like, what, 3-4 years older than me? And he's just accomplished so much. He's had like 3 albums come out. He worked with Casey Neistat, and I think that would actually be the highlight of my career if I could have Casey Neistat make a film about me, because he defined YouTube vlogging. He made it what it is. And him and Shawn Mendes together are just like a bunch of quirky and fun guys. Anywho, I'm taking this time to play a different song. You might not have heard it in a while. You probably never heard it if you didn't listen to Disney a lot, but I love Disney. It was part of my childhood, and it makes me feel so nostalgic when I hear songs that I can hear on there. So I went onto the Disney Classics album, and I said, which song makes me happiest? Is that the word? Reminds me the most of childhood, but not in a nostalgic way, just in like a fun way. And actually, this is a good story. So when I was younger, when I was trying to make a film at the beginning of the year, last semester, I realized that Cheetos sounds a lot like cheetahs. So this following song, which is going to be Cheetah Sisters from the Cheetah Girls by the Cheetah Girls with Raven Simone. She's not really a cheetah girl. Don't get me started. And I decided to put Cheetos over their faces in like keyframe, which means like their faces were just Cheetos. It was a really clever idea and I did nothing with it. And I don't know why you would even bring it up, because I'm really insecure about it. And the fact that you did such a thing is absolutely terrible. You should be ashamed. I kid, of course. I brought it up because I like Cheetos and cheetahs. There's a time. You better be singing along if you know it. To either quit or follow through. To just lose faith or trust your heart. And then this like part coming up, it was going to be done by Chester Cheetah, like playing the guitar. It's genius. I wish I did it. It's too much work. But it was funny, you know. I have a few regrets, I guess. This could have been Chester Cheetah. What a dumb story. If anyone was in the studio right now, they would be laughing so hard because I was just singing this song so loudly. It was really, 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 really funny. Anyway, I hope that made you really happy, because I know it made me really happy, because I love the Cheetah Girls. And as I was saying before, not about Cheeto Girls, Raven Simone is not a real Cheetah Girl, and anyone who thinks otherwise can fight me on it, because she was just added for the movie. She wasn't even in Cheetah Girls 3 One World. Is that what it's called? Next up, you might think that I'm going to change the genre, but no, we're going to stick with songs from movies that are amazing. And of course, since it won the Oscar the other day, I have to play Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's amazing song, Shallow.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
It totally deserved to win the Oscar. That's such a good song. When I first heard it, I was like, dang, this is a great song. True story. But I think we should go from Shallow to a different water-based song. Because, you know, pool, shallow. Anyway, let me take you back to summer 2014. You just came inside from an amazing day. You didn't have that much work, and it was really sunny and warm out. And you're thinking, what song should I listen to? What's an amazing song that's on the radio that perhaps, if it's the summer, will eventually win the Radio Disney Music Award for catchiest new song? Of course, I speak of Becky G's 2014 hit Shower, which is just too catchy.
Got me feeling like I can't be without ya. Anytime someone mention your name, I be feeling as if I'm around ya. Ain't no words to describe you, baby. All I know is that you take me high. Can you tell that you drive me crazy? Cause I can't get you out my mind. Think of you when I'm going to bed. When I wake up, I take a chance on we? Baby, let's take our time. And when the times get rough, there ain't no giving up, 'cause it just feels so right.
La da da. Singing in the shower. What a great song. I think I say that after every song, but these are songs that I find enjoyable, and I hope you find them enjoyable, because that's really what I'm here to do on Organized Nonsense. I'm organizing your nonsense in your life. I'm trying to help you get through your day, and if I can help with that, then I consider what I did a success. Now, I just took you back to like the summer of 2014, so allow me to take you back to like, I don't know, like the summer of, I believe it to be 2008, because the movie came out on June 20th, so like the summer of 2008, and remember the opening of WALL-E? You remember? It plays that cool song where it's like about shoes and such. You remember this? Well, I say it's time we hear it, because Barbra Streisand, Michael Crawford, and, like, you know, company from Hello, Dolly, one of the most famous musicals of all time.
There's a world outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby.
And WALL-E just liked this musical. That's crazy that a robot would. I have so many movie recommendations for you guys today. Weird.
Full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we kiss a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture too. Dressed like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes.
Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. Oh, there's no blue Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday, no Monday in your Sunday clothes. Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
you tilt your nose.
Ermengarde, keep smiling. No man wants a little ninny. Ambrose, do a turn. Let me see. Mr. Hackle, Mr. Tucker, don't forget Irene and Minnie. Just forget you ever heard a word from me. All aboard, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard.
Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Put on your silk cravat and patent shoes. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air.
To town we'll trap to a smoky spot where the girls are hot as a view.
Put on your silk high hat and a button up cuff. We'll wear a handmade gray suede button.
You're gonna take New York by storm.
We'll join the Astors at Totally Astors.
And then it's not that much for a little bit longer, but I'm just going to let it play in the background because it's an amazing song. And one day I'm gonna not say it after a song. But until that day comes, I'm just going to be sitting here playing different music. Yeah, it's a great song. And I thought, you know, Barbra Streisand, she was in A Star Is Born. And we had just played Shallow two songs ago. So I figured, why not do it a little repetition or like whatever. So my next song that I want to go with, I can't decide. There are like 16 different songs I want to play right now, but I'm going to play one because, in case you haven't figured it out, I love YouTube. I think it's a genius thing because it allows people to get their voices heard and create content that couldn't have ever been created before because it gives voices to the voiceless. And I sound like I'm on an awards show discussing YouTube when I just think it's a cool thing, and it's actually made people famous who would have never been famous before. And with that, someone who grew up on YouTube and was just like always showing everyone who she was has had an EP and then an album just came out. And a few weeks ago, I played one of her songs off her new album, but I figured let's go back to 2017 and listen to Dodie's Would You Be So Kind.
I have a question. It might seem strange. How are your lungs? Are they in pain? 'Cause mine are aching. Think I know why. I kinda like it though. You wanna try? Oh, would you be so kind as to fall in love with me? You see, I'm trying. I know you know that I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love. I think it's only fair. There's gotta be some butterfly somewhere I wanna share. 'Cause I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love. Today, that kind just to fall in love with me. You see, I'm trying. I know you know that I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will please fall.
Jody, you're a beautiful human being, and I never want you to forget that, because I love everything you do. She's also friends with Elle Mills. I think I've brought up Elle Mills before, but she's great on YouTube. You should look her up at Elle of the Mills. These aren't like ads. These are just like things that I believe, and I like being entertained. I've watched, I think I'm up to 70 movies this year. I enjoy watching things, and I enjoy learning about people. And I just wanted to share that with you, the audience, because I think there's like two people listening today. So we're moving up in the world, ladies and gents. Anywho, I think I've played a lot of new music, a lot of music that's too new. So why don't we kick it back to, I don't know, the 70s? Here we go, John Legend. I think this is rated one of the top songs ever made. Fact check me on that.
Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine.
It's crazy that that song is still so relevant, like so many years later. I can't even fathom. But I played that song, and then the next song I'm going to play, I didn't think about it, but now that I have thought about it, they're very similar. You see, this song was by a solo artist who unfortunately passed away. Murdered, same thing. Not really. That's not a funny thing to... He was murdered, that's bad. And... he was part of a group that ended up breaking up. And a lot of people have been parts of groups that break up, but how often do those groups get back together? And that's what I've been thinking about a lot today, because, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't realized, I love Disney Channel, and the best band in the history of the world is coming back. However, the Jonas Brothers, they might be coming back, but like they were brothers. They weren't really like broken up. I'm sure like at Thanksgiving they were playing music together. Oh, could you imagine? Thanksgiving at their house must be awesome. I love the Jonas Brothers. Yeah. I love the Jonas Brothers. I can't believe they're coming back. The entire time I was introducing the song, I was trying so hard to like maintain control. Guys, that song was playing and I was dying in the studio. I really should set up a camera in here because it's so funny just to like think about what I do while the songs are playing. Like I just mess around the entire time. It's amazing. It's iconic, if you will. I need to take a breather. Let's just play a good song. It's Sunflower by Swally and Post Malone. Sorry about that, guys. I forgot to turn my Wi-Fi off on my computer. My bad.
Love would be too much. on you. You don't make it easy, no. Wish I could be there for you. Give me a reason to. Oh, every time I'm walking out, I can hear you telling me to turn around.
Did you see Into the Spider-Verse? Because if you didn't, I highly suggest it. Because, you know, it's another movie that just won the... Can you hear the chair squeaking? My Lanza, that's a lot of stuff. Anywho, should I continue with the new song? Oh, what was I saying? I, like, the amount of times I've gotten distracted in the past 6 seconds is amazing, isn't it? What should I play next? No, I need to stop, like, going off on tangents. But I'm not going to, because... It's part of my charm, no big deal. I just stuck my tongue out, just imagine it. Imagine John Lennon. Wow, just completely lost my train. It won the Oscar, and I think it totally deserved it. Do you think it deserved it? Let me know by screaming it on the quad. By the way, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And I mean it, like, if you see me on the quad, I'm Jay, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt today. No one else is wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It's like negative 18 degrees out. Smiles. And today I'm gonna play a different type of song, because that's like how many songs in a row that are just too amazing for awesomeness, and I'm just gonna play another awesome song. I don't know where I'm really going. I think Burning Up really like messed me up a few songs ago, because you know, when you have songs that are that iconic, you gotta figure out what you're gonna do. So I guess I just gotta play another song that's really iconic. What should I go with? I guess a little Frank won't hurt, really.
This town is a lonely town, not the only town like this town. This town is a make you town or a break you town and bring you downtown. This town is a quiet town for a riot town like this town. This town is a love you town and a shove you town and push you around town. This town is an all-right town for an uptight town like this town. This town, it's a use-you town and abuse. This town is a losing town. It's a miserable town.
It's a nowhere town, and I am leaving this town. You better believe that I'm leaving this town. Man, it will never be uptown. It's bound to be downtown.
Frank, what an amazing, amazing man. How much time do I have left? Oh, snap, cackle, and pop. I'm only at 42. I can keep going for a long time. I mean, I won't, because, you know, always leave them wanting more. That's what I was taught. Am I right, ladies? What am I even saying? God, just full of nonsense today. I'm in a funky mood. I guess, guys, it's been a really long week. On Monday and Tuesday, I didn't sleep too well, but then last night, I slept like a baby. Woke up this morning, had a quiz. Did okay on it. Went to work. Did okay there. Went to Lower. Sat in Lower Farrenon. You know, it's a restaurant on campus for those of you who don't know. And it is basically my office. I'm going on spending 12 hours there this week. Doing what? I don't even know. So anyway, I'm into a lot of like music that's new, but not too new. Also not old, but not too old. I thought that was a pretty good transition. And then I just ruined it by talking.
Yeah.
who am I to hate on someone else's music? You know, because like I don't know how good my music might be. Not that I'm making any, but Justin, you're one of my boys. We're all homies, right? And oh wait, hold on. You see, it's clever. They cut off right after he says nothing, and I find that funny and humorous. But Justin, you're one of my boys, right? And this song is what, like 4 minutes? Hold on, let me move the microphone. 4 minutes and 38 seconds. That was a little bit of quick math because I cut it off at 1 second, and it said 4 minutes and 37 seconds. So I added 1 to 37 and found 38. I know. You're probably thinking to yourself, dang, this guy be smart as heck. Anywho, Justin, as I said before, you're one of my early boys. We listened to the songs like Sexy Back and like Holy Grail together. What are you doing coming out with a song that repeats the same thing over and over again for, if this song's 4 minutes and 38 seconds, like 3 minutes and 32 seconds? What are you doing? I think it's an amazing song and it's well made, but like, you just repeat and repeat and repeat. There's no like substance. It's like if it was a graph, it would just be like up, down, 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 plateau. Sorry, wait, up, down. Yeah, whatever. And that's a little disappointing. That being said, love it. Think it's amazing. 2016 was a great time for music, don't you think? Good thing it came out in 2018. Just kidding. It's a good song. I didn't mean that. I just forgot that it came out. All right. Next, we're going to go with something. Remember like 10 seconds ago before I played that song when I was like, I'm not going to play things that are too new. I lied to you. I found this song this morning on Apple Music, and I thought that everyone needed to hear this because it's a song that's really just good. And it came out in 2019, so you know it's not that old. And it's by these guys called Max and Harvey, and I hope you enjoy it.
You could have been a stranger, the one person that I might have missed. Never would have found you, but you left a couple fingerprints. Show me the places that you've been hiding. Take me all around the map. I can't go on without knowing more. Won't let you get away like that. Where were you all my life? Come on closer and lay it out for me. Where you been every night? Baby, I gotta know the whole story. Where were you? That kind of smile, and it's so clear you're holding secrets. And you know I need answers. Let's play along and have some fun with it. No, show me the places that you've been hiding. Take me all around the map. I can't go on without knowing more. Won't let you get away like that. Where were you all my life? Come on closer and lay it out for me. Where you been? Every night, baby, I gotta know the whole story. Where were you?
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that a great song? I think it's going to be in the charts eventually, if it isn't already. I don't really pay attention to the charts. I just listen to music that I think is good. In fact, if you want to go on Apple Music and listen to my playlist, it's called Music I Think Is Good. True story. Anywho, I've said that 3 times in the past 20 minutes. God, I hate myself sometimes. Just kidding. Love yourself. And I needed to do something and I completely forgot. What else is new? We listened to the Jonas Brothers earlier today, but then I remembered that I love a specific Jonas Brother more than the rest. It's Nick, because he's superior. If you'd like to have a healthy debate about such a topic, I would be willing to concede. Is that the word? I wish I wasn't so dumb. And can you hear my stomach? Oh my goodness. I made a loud noise. I guess I'm a little hungry, even though I spent 3 hours in Lower. Nick made a really good song. It was called Jealous. Do you remember? It was in 2014. It was a little long ago. And that song, Jealous, is really good. But you want to know what makes it better? When it's gospel. When you have a group, a choir, singing behind you or singing it with you, just it enhances what is amazing about it.
One, two, three.
I turn my chin music up and I'm buffing my chair. I'm getting ready to face you. You call me upstairs. It's not your fault that they hover. I mean no disrespect. It's my right. I can't help it. I still get jealous.
Ooh. Hey, hey. You didn't have to put it on. Oh. I wish you saved a little bit just for me.
All right, gang, I think that's it for me. With the end of that song is going to come the end of my time here, because I got a lot of work to get done. You probably got a lot of work to get done, and I hope you've had fun here on Organized Nonsense on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's been real. I'll talk to you guys next week when we have a new Jonas Brothers song coming out this week. Let's see what happens. All right, have a great day, everybody.